from KQED.
Sexual harassment. There's nothing civil about it when it happens, but the national conversation around it has been playing out with a fair degree of civility. Some men who have been accused of misconduct acknowledge their behavior. Others have even publicly apologized. But some feminist leaders warn a backlash against the Me Too movement may emerge. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg explains what that could look like.
I looked on the Twitter sphere under the Me Too hashtag for any traces of what might look like a backlash. And here's one example. Also, all of these tweets are read by my colleagues at KQED.
How many men are going to be fired and careers destroyed over merely saying a flattering comment to a neurotic woman eager to gossip?
First, let's be clear. I can't find any examples of men who have been terminated for a flattering comment. Michelle Dauber, a law professor at Stanford, says the tweet uses many stale strategies.
He's essentially making the case that women are either making it up, blowing it out of proportion, or lying. He calls women neurotic, you know, and it makes sense that men are, you know, threatened by all these women speaking out. But this is, you know, not the solution to try to put us back in our place.
Some men who are falsely accused are going to deny a woman's claims, but we're not talking about that situation here. We're talking about the people whose goal is to delegitimize women or the Me Too movement overall. Psychologists have studied the strategies used to discredit victims. Jennifer Fry, she's a psychologist at University of Oregon, and she says they often start with denial.
I didn't do that. Whatever you're accusing me of, I didn't do that.
The second step is the attack.
You're a liar. You're crazy. You are not a reliable person. You have some ulterior motive.
Or like this tweet.
This thing really has become a hysterical witch hunt.
And then the last step is when the offender tries to make the woman, usually a woman, feel guilty.
I'm the victim here. Or says, you are hurting my reputation. You're destroying me.
Some of these women are liars, ruining the lives of men out of vengeance and vindictiveness.
The easiest example of this to remember is the Anita Hill hearings. Dauber, the lawyer from Stanford, says she's watched it play out time and time again.
I mean, this is definitely something that women have been experiencing for decades. And it's part of the reason that so few victims come forward.
The psychologist Jennifer Fried created the acronym DARVO to remember the tactics of the backlash. Deny, attack, and then reverse the victim to the offender. And she hopes that will help victims remember and anticipate this ploy before it silences them. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.